Couple big developments in the world of sports, actually sports bleeding over into politics or vice versa in the last week. First of all, we reported on this at the end of last week, the NBA finally deciding to make it official. They're moving the All-Star game from Charlotte next year to a city that's still yet to be determined, but it's definitely not going to be in Charlotte, thanks to House Bill 2 and the General Assembly's reticence to walk it back, amend it, or repeal it. That was last week. Earlier today, Michael Jordan, who ordinarily goes out of his way not to get involved in politics, did today. He said he could no longer stay silent, issued a long statement about the tensions between the African-American community and police, all of the violence that has taken place in the last few weeks. He says we need to bridge the divide between the two sides, and in order to help do it, he's donated $2 million, $1 million each to two different organizations, the NAACP's Legal Defense Fund and the International Association of Chiefs of Police's Institute for Community Police Relations. That's a long organization with a long title, but it's an organization that promotes community policing across the country. Major, major statement and a big donation today from Michael Jordan, trying to spark even more conversation and discussion as we move forward. Joining us now here in the studio to talk about both of those developments, Dr. Deb Stroman, sports commentator of the Kenan Flagler Business School, and now the host of If You Only Knew on WCHL, which debuted this weekend. Thanks for joining us today. It was a good show.
Well, it was exciting to actually try to be a bit of who you are and learn this craft of radio, but it is a wonderful opportunity to share and certainly to continue in the WCHL tradition of empowering and keeping our citizenry knowledgeable.
And can we give them up? You're here in the studio today because you had an interview here for next week's show, right?
That's right. In fact, I hope people will listen in. Spoke to Coach Sylvia Hatchell, women's basketball coach at UNC, and a person that a lot of people don't know about. It's one of those if you only knew. But Bernadette McGlade, she was an All-American basketball player for the Tar Heels, and she is one of few commissioners of a Division I conference. She administers the Atlantic 10. And so this upcoming week, look to hear from Coach Hatchell and Commissioner McGlade.
That's going to be a really good show coming up this weekend. And, of course, if you missed this past weekend's debut show, you can check it out online on our website, chapelboro.com. Go to the homepage, click on the WCHL tab there at the top, and it'll take you to the page where you can get all the archives. So let's talk about first Michael Jordan's move earlier today, $2 million donation, and a very powerful statement from, again, someone who has a reputation at least for going out of his way not to be politically active. The Republicans Buy Sneakers Too line that he's known for, but today really taking a strong stance. So that really underscores how important this issue is and how it's really hitting a lot of people who aren't necessarily politically active as a general rule.
Absolutely. And there were three things in particular that I noted with this statement. The first is he stated that he no longer can stay silent. Mm-hmm. And so I think it speaks to your point that I believe that he's been struggling with speaking out. And if anyone knows Michael Jordan, you know, and I do know him from when I was a graduate student here and he was undergrad, but Michael is not one of those extroverts. He's not one to just jump out. And so I think sometimes we put pressure or onus on people to do certain things that really don't reflect their character. And then you start getting into integrity issues or whether or not a person is being authentic. Secondly, his perspective. He stated that the dedication of law enforcement officers who protect me. And I certainly witnessed that at the Final Four this year in Houston. He wanted to be there for the Tar Heels. So it was very interesting how when the lights went down, well, before the lights went down, you know, all the Tar Heels are sitting there, the former players, administrators, family members, and then all of a sudden the lights go out and then they come back on and then Michael's there. And so he had this escort of security to take care of him. So I know as a billionaire, he is used to having and being very, very thankful for law enforcement and police protection. And then lastly, I'll say he didn't have to donate any dollars, but he knew that if he would get even more heat from the public and certain haters out there if he didn't. Now, people will argue, what amount is enough? What is $1 million?
I'm already seeing that comment on social media. Yeah, oh, only $2 million? Come on, Mike. Let's do something real.
But if we think about the things that we invest in, and no one knows what's going on behind the scenes, you know, he recently did a major investment in the city of Charlotte. And so he's got family members, he has businesses. And so I'm never going to complain. The fact is, he did not have to give anything. He could have just used his voice, but he chose to add money to it as well.
And I think using the voice, I think, is more important and more valuable even than the money. It's not just speaking out. And it's, again, someone who doesn't ordinarily speak out, standing up and speaking out about this issue and really issuing a powerful statement, putting his money where his mouth is. I'm donating $2 million and hopefully getting people talking about this and talking about it in a positive and constructive way. It's not just donating to a policing organization and an organization within the African American community. It's donating to two organizations that have really been working to bridge that divide.
And I like the organizations. One, he chose a law enforcement organization that's focused on community policing. And I think when you think about all the solutions that have been discussed, we continue to go back to community policing. And then, of course, the history of the NAACP and its legal fund, which is a separate organization from the NAACP. It is certainly bipartisan. It is for people who are particularly interested in changing the laws, creating laws that will help all people. So I'm excited about that. The other thing to note, there was an article that was done about 2 years ago about Michael Jordan and his silence around political things. And the article was actually highlighting his contributions by power. He, as the president of the Hornets, as the owner of the Charlotte Hornets, he's put African Americans in positions of power. Fred Whitfield, the president, I work closely with Seth Bennett, the senior vice president for marketing, and then, of course, being the CEO of Jordan Brand, the only Nike company that has had multiple African-American presidents. So Michael likes to put people in positions of power, people who can make decisions.
And it's saying that reminds me of this kind of a total digression, but it reminds me of Horatio Alger novels. I don't know why, but I used to, you know, when I teach American government, I'll sometimes teach Horatio Alger novels, which is a sort of rags to riches story. And you get it's got the reputation of being a story about how, you know, you can start with nothing and just pull yourself up by your own bootstraps. And if you just work hard and you're smart, you can make your own way without any help from anyone. But if you actually read the books, that's exactly the opposite of the point of the novels. They're directed at people who are elites, people who have means, people who have power. And the moral of the story is, if you are in that position of power, if you have privilege, then reach out to people who are not privileged, people who are powerless, help them up, bring them in. And that's the most important thing that you can do. And I think you're absolutely right about Michael Jordan there.
Well, you know, I heard the quote by Pearl Bailey stated, "I've been rich and I've been poor, and I like rich a whole lot better." Not in the sense from negative, egotistic, selfish, and greed, but from the perspective that when you have resources, you can do more for your community. And that doesn't, I don't think we should put those in absolutes, that if you are blessed, if you've inherited, if you worked hard, if you've earned, if you've had support, and now you're in a position of I'll just say, have a little bit more money than some others, then we should not think that those people are bad, that those people are just focused on money. I think money, you know, as it's been stated in scriptures, money is not the root of all evil. It's the love of money. And so Michael Jordan, again, continues to put University of North Carolina in the world spotlight by this. And unfortunately, we'll get a lot of people who will keep going back to that anonymous comment. The person was anonymous who attributed that to Michael about the shoe comment. But we'll see. I'm just happy that he stepped up and he's taking this time period to make a statement.
Well, I want to turn to, I was speaking with Dr. Deborah Stroman, again, sports commentator and a professor at the Kena Flagler Business School at UNC. I want to turn to the All-Star game in just a second, but I know Michael Jordan has made his statement. He's made his contribution. You helped to organize and run that event on race and policing a couple of weeks ago at the United Church of Chapel Hill. So before we move to the All-Star game, Michael Jordan has done what he did. If there are people in Chapel Hill who have privilege, who have power, who have means, who have some ability to move the dial both locally and beyond, what should people do?
Thank you for that question. I think it's important that, number one, we all hold ourselves accountable. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, during times of crisis, we look to point our fingers. And so we point our fingers at our governmental leaders. Well, what's the mayor doing? What's the governor doing? What's the president doing? And we need to point it back at ourselves. What are you doing? Because it can start with your family, with your circle of friends. It can start with your church or your faith organization. It can move into your school, whether you're an alum or a current student. And then, of course, it can move outward into the community. So think first, what are you doing? Secondly, I think education is the key to most of the change that will take place to heal America. So how are you educating yourself? Whether you are completely clueless on this subject or you feel that you are an expert, we can always continue to learn. So what are you reading? What are you discussing? How are you gaining your knowledge as in to be a better citizen, to be a better neighbor to one another? And then lastly, in terms of points of contact, the video from a healing discussion that took place at the United Church of Chapel Hill. That's been posted on Facebook. If you want to go to the United Church of Chapel Hill Facebook page, you can certainly talk to Coach. I'm in my athletic mode. You can speak to Chief Blue. He welcomes that. They do have a Citizens Advisory Board that's looking for new members to join, but certainly our police department here in Chapel Hill, Certainly, Chief Pendergraft with the Carborough, with the Orange County, the sheriffs, they're always welcoming feedback, comments, how can we do better? And lastly, again, I'm in the public sphere now, so if someone wants to email me through WCHL or through the university, feel free to contact me and I will try to connect you as well.
And I think all of those three points are really important because I asked the question about what can people do if they have privilege and means and power. This is something that everybody should be acting on. Don't wait for the people who are in elite positions to act. Be the change you want to see, right?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. We're speaking with Dr. Deb Stroman again, UNC Kenan Flagler Business School. And let's turn focus to the other big development in North Carolina sports and politics, which is the movement of the All-Star game out of Charlotte to a city that's yet to be determined. And it's just mind-boggling to me that the NBA is so opposed to having the All-Star game in Charlotte. Like, House Bill 2 is so egregious that they would rather go somewhere that's still yet to be determined rather than commit to have the game in Charlotte. It's that level of a reaction against House Bill 2.
There are some people who are saying that, well, number one, that sports figures, sport administrators, sport organizations should stay out of politics. And I'm completely against that, 150%. Mm-hmm. How can you take someone's Americanism, their patriotism, and say just because you have a certain career that you can't speak up as a citizen?
I think people are opposed to entertainers and athletes getting involved in politics until the moment when they speak out in a way that I agree with. And then it's like, oh, man, get that person up at the convention.
You're exactly right. But to think that you can't speak up and make a statement, even if you might find that it isn't necessarily 100% consistent with what you've done in the past. So, for example, they're saying if they go to New Orleans that the Louisiana governor, the politics there is probably feels the same way in terms of our HB2 ruling. But this is the spirit of Adam Silver, a Duke graduate who is committed to social justice. Mm-hmm. You know, when you think about the WNBA players who put on their version of protest, their black jerseys, stating the two gentlemen who were killed, who lost their lives, and the Dallas police officers on the back of their jerseys, Commissioner Borders comes out and says, we're going to fine you. Now, since then, they've retracted, they've taken that back. But if you look at the NBA with Adam Silver, he said, I strongly support our players speaking up and making a statement and protesting. I prefer that you not mess with the uniform, but he did not find them.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is the spirit of Adam Silver trying to give the players more empowerment. So I think that in itself is a way that the NBA can help inform us, help educate us, and that's what sport does. Having the NBA losing the All-Star game, which people have to understand, it's more than the All-Star game. In fact, it's basically Thursday through Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
There's educational things that take place, especially with our youth. There's activities. There's business meetings that take place, and at least four games of contest. Everything from girls and boys competing, the WNBA coming out. We've got shooting contests, dunk contests. We have celebrities from Hollywood and New York and all over. It's so much more than just the big basketball game on Sunday night. So sport is out front saying, everyone, wake up, think about this. And certainly we're feeling the pinch.
And this really, and it's a $100 million loss for the city of Charlotte. And it really underscores the point that you've been making for years now, I know, the importance of sports and athletics in politics and in culture, because I would never have guessed of all of the criticism and all of the reaction against House Bill 2 from Deutsche Bank and Bank of America and American Airlines and cities and states saying employees can't travel here, and all of the conferences and conventions getting canceled and the high Point Market and Bruce Springsteen and all of these entertainers speaking out against it. The one thing that actually gets under the skin of the people in the General Assembly who supported this thing, and Governor McCrory, obviously, with the statement that he issued at the end of last week, and Dan Forrest, the one thing that actually got to them was the NBA. I would never have guessed that.
That's right, but it's the power of sport, and I think what is really waking people up is the snowball effect.
Mm-hmm.
So the NCAA has now issued these surveys that need to go out to cities who want to host. And we know Charlotte, Greensboro, and Raleigh are always in rotation for the regionals, March Madness. And you know how our state, I won't say we shut down, but our state gently shifts to basketball mode.
Mm-hmm.
And if you really don't like basketball, it could be a very uncomfortable time period.
And UNC and Duke win those home games in the first and second rounds,
That's
too.
Right.
Yeah.
So to pull those out and think about those arenas and how you manage your budget throughout the entire year, knowing that you're going to have X number of dollars coming in due to March Madness, I'm hopeful that our politicians will again rethink what we're really, really doing to our state.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing I think it's important, it's time for us once again to be accountable and step up. We as as North Carolina residents, we want to show the world that we are not the laughing stock, that we are not backwards, that we are not a blue state, we are not a red state, we are a purple state.
Mm-hmm.
And here is an opportunity to get us right back on track with being more inclusive and welcoming of all.
Yeah. Do you think we will?
I am hopeful.
You know,
I think what we really need, because football is America's pastime.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, baseball lovers.
Yeah.
But football is America's pastime. If the Panthers make a statement somehow, some way, and Mr. Jerry Richardson, he's been a wonderful in terms of social justice.
Mm-hmm.
When the Charleston victims, it was time for their funerals. He actually paid for all the funerals. I don't know if a lot of people know that. But if Mr. Richardson and our Charlotte Panthers make a move, that might really tip it over.
All right. Again, speaking with Dr. Deb Stroman, Keenan Flagler Business School, and we got to let you go. But don't forget, if you're listening out there, If You Only Knew is the show, and that's Saturdays and Sundays at 7 o'clock, right, on WCHL, 7 p.m. So tune in for that this weekend, and Sylvia Hatchell among the guests. So don't miss it, and you can check out the archives on our website, chapelburra.com. Dr. Stroman, thank you so much.
Thank you.